Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike. It is the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:02 on the Tuesday, the 22nd day of February 2021. That's a lot of twos. 2-2-2-2-0-2-1.
It's actually the 23rd today.
No, it isn't.
I swear.
Shut up.
I swear.
Yep, all day today.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why didn't I make that two observation yesterday?
Man, I wish we could go back so you could do it yesterday.
I feel like I'm... No, that's next month. My anniversary is next month. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm missing something in February. Like I'm supposed to be celebrating something.
Black History Month.
Valentine's Day.
I didn't skip Black History Month, Calvin.
You sounds a little bit like you did.
No, I got wreaths and everything. I feel like the February 20-somethings is something important, and I don't know what it is. Hey, by the way, Carmen, you beat Gio here.
Oh,
Interesting.
Man. Interesting.
Yeah. 2 days in a row.
Far superior.
Hold on.
Wowza.
Let me ask a broad question here. I think we all know the answer to. What is Gio's primary job?
To get you coffee.
Thank you.
Yep.
And if Starbucks...
Is it? 'Cause it used to be okay.
And if Starbucks has a long line, Gio texts me and says, Starbucks line is really long. What should I do? I go, Gio, you know the priority here.
Maybe if someone would get up earlier, you know? It's not like he's driving all the way to the studio anymore.
I mean, this coming from somebody who left her phone home, went home, got it, and still got here in
That's
time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
Carter,
right.
USA.
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 Yeah. I mean, let's give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
Yeah.
About time.
I do not drink coffee, and it still blows my mind that you have 8 different ways to get coffee in your house, and you still have to get it from Starbucks. But, I mean, I guess it's like, you know, you can make a burger, but you're not going to be able to make a Big Mac.
Galvin, yeah. There's no question in my mind whatsoever. I won't even try to dance around it that I have a full-blown addiction. That is my coffee. I don't know. That looked like my coffee. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers,
everybody. Yeah. I explained to them that the priority, we know what the priority is.
Oh, always.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
And I almost tripped outside.
Somebody's out of breath.
So Tom parked the Sprinter entirely too close to the house. So there is, if you look down the pathway, you can walk past it. Except you don't realize there's stairs there that go up to my son's room. This is on the outside. And there is a giant rose bush with thorns there. So at some point, you're getting attacked by something. If you don't trip on the stairs, you're getting attacked by the thorns.
So the point between the Sprinter and the planter?
Yeah.
I tripped right there and almost dropped 2 Trenta coffees.
I would say go back.
And that's why now I feel like my heart's about to go out of my chest.
Yeah. I text Gio last night at 8:30 and I said, guess where I'm going? Hooters, you want to go?
Oh, did he go? Did you guys go?
We held hands.
8:30?
It was awesome.
Well, my son had hockey last night and he wanted to eat dinner. I felt like as a parent I should afford him that meal.
That luxury?
Did they win?
I felt like a good parent. I should take him to Hooters at 8:30 on the school night.
Mm-hmm. Coming. They stay up till 2:00 in the morning playing video games.
What?
We were home by 9:30.
He stays up that late playing video games?
I don't know what he does.
So when he played, when Fortnite was a big thing, like when he was like in grade school, I would get up for work and he'd be up in his bedroom, and I go in his room, and I was so furious. I go, have you been up all night playing games? And he go, no, I just got up a half hour ago. I go, why? He goes, there's a download coming out. I go, oh, my God, I can't get you to do anything.
Right, yeah.
Anything, and you're setting your alarm to get up and do a download?
When the new James Bond game came out for Nintendo 64 years ago, that GoldenEye, I remember I used to get up early and play it, and my dad also was furious because he thought I was staying up. But
yeah, but if you're staying up, that's a problem. My bedroom in high school was in the basement. And nobody had, I was 2 flights of stairs down the basement.
concrete stairs. You couldn't hear anything. And I would watch Letterman every night. Oh, I watched Carson every night, which it was first. And then Letterman. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to bed after Letterman, maybe towards the end of Letterman. Then Letterman was over, and Bob Costas would be on. And I'd be like, all right, well, let's just see what Bob Costas has on. And then I'd be up next thing you know, it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, let's just watch Top Gun for a little while. I just couldn't go to sleep. It was so much more important to me to watch those shows than it was to go learn about 2X equals 4. And I was right. It worked out for the better.
And back then, you didn't have Netflix and Hulu any movie you wanted to watch at any time at your disposal.
The more I think about it, the more I did the right thing, because I've never used 2X equal 4 in my life, but my interviewing skills are all based on the guys that I watched as I was growing up. I'm a genius. I just wonder if my mother, I feel bad for my mother. My mom was a single mom and she had to work her ass off, so she couldn't, like, the last thing she wanted, and she was sleeping on the couch. And so the last thing she was worried about was what we were doing, you know? But how she, like she was oblivious to, I was on phone chat lines, I was on, I'd sneaking girls over, I would sneak out a little bit, never to do anything bad, just to hang out, you know?
Yeah.
And she never knew. Gio, is that you?
Yeah, sir.
Oh, okay, no, I just wondered, I thought something was, I heard the phone go off and it looked like there was an SOS, I thought maybe somebody was falling.
In the driveway with two trips to go.
Obstacle course. That's what we need to do, put you on an obstacle course. I think it'd be very entertaining.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, a gladiator-style obstacle course?
Listen, I did think of an idea the other day.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of money that Bert makes off of his Two Bears, One Cave special is absurd. It's absurd. And
does he have an SD card?
He does have. He probably has several. For those of you concerned, we did order the SD card. It'll be here before Friday. Yeah,
right. Friday.
Amazon. We had to order a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe said we don't want it.
He said,
jerking around.
He goes, because Mike texted me asking me what the size of the card was, you know, gigabytes, and I asked Joe, I was like, what should I get?
Terabytes.
Well, that's what Joe said. He was like, get the bigger the better, because he's like, the last thing you want is to have a camera and you're just constantly jerking around with different sticks in and out of the camera. I was like, I don't know what that is.
I did not jerk around with any sticks. I got the biggest one I could find, Joe.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, Michael.
So I did start to think about what we can do to provide more entertainment, but also to provide more money, because you know, we're in a situation right now where we can't do any appearances, we can't do any of that stuff, and that's a good portion of our salaries. We need to do a Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
Do you guys even remember that? I know Joe does.
Yeah.
I do, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do, Calvin. Battle of the Network Stars was an Olympic-type games that they did with all the networks versus each other. So you would have guys from the A-team, with guys from Taxi, with guys from
Company.
And they would be on. So the ABC team would take on the CBS team, which would take on the, and they'd all battle to see network dominance, and it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we should do something like that.
I think that's a great.
We should
idea.
Battle between shows.
Yeah.
We could take on Drew's show and Roger and JP's show and SBK show. Although I don't really know. I mean, we may have to find some way to do Zoom contest. I don't know. But we do need to come up with some sort of extra activities.
I think so. I think maybe a like a Geo styled. You have to run down the stairs after drinking three shots.
Okay,
while holding your coffee. You know.
We could do it like when you're a kid and you're playing soccer and it got too late and there weren't lights at the field and all the people were in their cars and just had their headlights on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could do that where we're out on a field and everybody else is in their car. Mm-hmm.
Yep, like Marky Mark and his friends did in that one movie where he goes to the NFL. Yeah.
Invincible.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy on the cusp of being in the NFL, and he's playing street mud hockey with his dumb jerk-off drunk bar friends. Like, you got your seconds away from being in the NFL, and you're like, I gotta go hang out with my boys and go over here and run through the mud and risk ripping my groin.
By the way, the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia version of Invincible is one of the funniest episodes that they have. They try out for the Eagles. It's so great. And speaking of TV, two, back-to-back, I love King of Queens. I know you love King of Queens too, Mike.
I've been watching it a lot.
Two of the best King of Queens were on back-to-back yesterday. It was the one where they got the painting from Kelly and what's his name?
Deacon
of them for their anniversary, and she had the giant arm, and he had the buck teeth.
Kevin James.
And then the other one was whenever Carrie cut her hair short. It was back-to-back, two of the best episodes ever.
One of my favorites also is when he gets on the stripper pole.
He's
such a genius.
Yeah.
There are two stories, which I know I've told at separate times on this show, that Invincible always reminds me of. When my son was little, I made him watch Invincible. I said, this guy was a bartender in Philadelphia, and he tried out for the Eagles, and he made it, and he played several seasons. Didn't even play in college. And then a couple of weeks later, Rocky was on. I was like, here's a good father-son moment.
Mm.
I go, this guy was an amateur boxer in Philadelphia. They gave him the shot at the title, and he almost beat the champ, and then he went on to become champ. And my son's like, I'm going to move to Philadelphia because they'll let you do anything over there.
Another guy that was in Philadelphia wound up in Beverly Hills.
Who?
No, nobody?
Yep.
Oh, West Philadelphia.
Sorry.
No, I didn't know.
Sorry to confuse you.
I had a click in my head. And then I had a girlfriend who had a brother who had Down syndrome. And he was the sweetest kid. And whenever somebody died, he didn't handle death very well. So they stopped telling him that people died in the family. And when he'd ask about it, they'd say he moved to Canada. And then years later, the father had to take a trip to Canada, and he was like, I'm going to take the whole family, and we'll go and we'll spend a week there. And the kid was like, no, no, no. And they're like, why? And he goes, because nobody ever comes back from Canada. Oh, that's great. That kid used to call people a-holes, but instead of calling him a-ho, he couldn't really say it, and he'd call him ha-ho.
Ha-ho?
And nothing would be better than when he would be fighting with his father, and he'd go, you're a ha-ho. He still said that today. I'm like, you're a ha-ho. All right, today is Tuesday, which means that ha-ho Dominic Ferriello will be joining us on the show. I love that guy. Dominic Ferriello is our attorney. He is your attorney, and he's here to take your legal calls. Well, let's get some good ones in here today. Let's stop at the same old, I got went to jail for 3 months, and I don't want to have a gun. Call the office and get your rights back if you can. But if you got some real legit questions, which we've had some good ones in the past couple of weeks, we'll do that right at the 8 o'clock hour, right after news today. So be prepared to speak with Dom. Let's take a break so the show doesn't start off too late today, and we'll be right back. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is... I had hiccups. 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.